SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
So, yeah, I think so, too.
Atlanta and then Washington would be
I think you like the R.
You like the Washington better.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
like
that's exactly
Washington
what
more than you like Atlanta. More, and that's fair.
Washington first sounds more natural to me. So
how is this
deal.
Where we're at in the voicemail? This is our discussion from the voicemail.
Oh well, I just when he said
Washington
it,
and in Atlanta,
I guess I was
thought thorougher was the best. I think that one needs to be first. Now I think it needs to be thorougher Washington Atlanta. That's my order.
I need it last. I was anticipating what he was going to say, and then he dropped Atlanta first, and I was like, oh, I was kind of waiting for Washington. So what did you think about his picks? He had the Saints over
the Bengals.
The Bungles, and then the upset was the Dolphins one I can't get down with because Skyler might be the
quarterback. Yeah, I mean, that one's tougher. I get if Teddy Bridgewater plays, I'd be more into it, but like, what is Teddy Bridgewater's practice going to be? If he's still in concussion protocol through Wednesday, is he going to just get Thursday, Friday, Saturday to practice? I don't like that. So I don't really like that one. Look, the New Orleans one, New Orleans is at home. Cincinnati has not looked good. New Orleans has a great pass rush. Cincinnati's offensive line is bad. I think the Saints match up well with Cincy.
Yeah.
Now, Cincy is 2.5-point road favorites in that game. The offense has been a little sketchy on the New Orleans side, and the pass rush for Cincy is good too. So I think I would pick Cincy straight up, but I can easily see the Saints beating them. So,
I'd like to get the Saints to, if you could get it at like +3, or maybe you like, give me that field goal. I mean, you might not need it, but I could see that game kind of being a little bit closer. Cause what'd you say it was? Is it two or two and a half?
In favor of Cincy. So Cincy -2.5 on the road.
Now, see, I see it at 2 right now on DK, so it's just a straight 2. Yeah, I don't know. I can get down with that one. I think that's a decent pick by Barrow-sama. All right, so we're good now, Barrow. I know you had logic in there, but, like, come on. The Panthers, I'm not going to listen to the Panthers.
The Panthers won a game, so people are in on them, but that was against Washington. Yeah, so
Washington's defense is not San Francisco's defense.
Yeah,
now, you could argue
true.
San Francisco's offense is what hurts them always, and that is the case, but... That was a spiteful one, and Barrow is handling it like a gentleman and a scholar, and I appreciate Barrow.
Barrow is good people. We love Barrow. People.
All right, final up here, because we only have 3 voicemails, because nobody really cares for us, except for Barrow, Moyes, and Jack.
Not our guest.
Not our guest either. Jack, well, I do like our guest a lot, but he just...
Our guest, but I don't think he likes us.
Maybe you. I think he likes me.
Probably right there.
I don't know. We're just being stupid here. I guess at the end of the day, we just wanted him on. We wanted him on because we like talking with him.
Somebody.
The final one is the voicemail, and Jack has picked a person that is very top of mind right now. He said, so rhyming scheme wise, this is a stretch, but still, I thought it was funny, timely, and I love the source song. If y'all need me, this is for everybody else. Go follow Jack on Twitter at Jack Boyce. If you love what he does, drop a little Venmo. It's not going to hurt him. Jack-Boyce, B-O-I-C-E, on the Venmo. Super talented guy. It's only a matter of time before we get him doing a podcast on ITL. The song today is called How Brees Is Your Hall. So is this going to be How Brees Is Your Hall for me? I don't know. I actually don't know where this is going. How Brees Is Your Hall by the great Jack Boyce.
Starting you would be so much fun. They couldn't touch you in the pouring rain. And the moment that I would have drafted you, you got sniped out of my arms again. Then I watch you run in East Rutherford Breeze. Keeps my opponents warm with your points, which you score with ease. You're an RB, I want to know. How Brees is your home? How Brees is your home? When will I ever learn? 'Cause Jets haters are looking like tools, breaking teams down. Maybe we'll all have to wait and see. You belong to them, not me. How Breece is your home? How Breece is your home? When will we ever learn? 'Cause Jets haters are looking like tools, breaking teams down. Maybe we'll all have to wait and see. You belong to them, not me. I wish I had like just one share.
We had the lighters out. We had the lighters out. You guys couldn't see it. I think we've had this been said many, many times. We haven't been posting a lot of videos on this. I really do feel that people want to see us during voicemails. And maybe that's something we should consider in the future, of us posting the voicemail segment as a video. Yeah. 'Cause I know you would love our reactions. Bogdan and I we wanted to be quiet, 'cause this is a little bit more of a mellow tone.
I mean,
we
how can like, you not cheer for those vocals though? That was unbelievable.
I was like, let's go. We had the lighter out during it. Fantastic. How Breece is Your Hall by Jack Boyce. I love it. Theme of the week, by the way, was Breece Hall. I've talked about him everywhere. We've talked about him, you know, the way that we want to invest into the future.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
ITL Fantasy Podcast Network presents In a World of Football Podcasts That Sounds Like This.
Welcome into our podcast on Suck Talk Radio.
And talk like this.
Wah, 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 wah. Don't go after running back, wah, wah.
Because they're not.
So much fun.
Bogman, let's not overreact here.
The In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Featuring Bogman.
I'm eating crow here. Yeah, D. Gordon. Oh, God damn it.
And the well.
No. We have other things to talk about. I wouldn't wear a yummy t-shirt in either.
Oh, boy. Gotta do my job.
Playing on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Burn it to the ground!
Coming to your ears. Now.
Welcome in, friendos, to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. It is week 6 rank builders. Bogman and myself, I'm the Welsh, that is Scott Bogman, are going to be putting together our week 6 ranks, which are posted over on the Fantasy Pros accuracy contest that really at this point, what are we trying to prove to ourselves? But we're going to continue there. I did look. I was better than you. We both were not great, but I will say this. I was better, but you had 2 positions inside the top 100 and you had 1 position inside the top 50. So I know the hand signal that you're doing right now. You have a shake weight.
Everybody
is using a shake weight.
Everybody can figure it out.
Yeah. Bogman's using a shake weight is what he's doing, but yeah, it's fine. I totally agree, but we're looking to push, but either way, what this is Bogman and myself talking through the ranks, talking through the plays. We are going to be resetting and readjusting ours. And this is just a good place for this to solely be about ranks. This is all that this is going to be about. We can try to convince each other in other spots, see where each other are at. And you guys can follow along for a much smaller type of episode than Bogman and I usually do. And it is solely talking about that. So we're going to get right into it. I do want to remind you guys, come and check us out over at InThisLeague.com. We would love to have you join up. Get in the start and sit room, get in the football room, get access and write to you whenever we're doing anything whatsoever, get access to us and a ton more. And it supports In This League listener-based podcast is kind of how you would put it with Bogman and I. We've been doing this for a long time and we appreciate all the support that you guys give us. And hopefully maybe we can upgrade your fantasy experience by all the stuff that we offered over at In This League as well. twitch.tv/InThisLeague. Thursday night football streams. You can also go and check. I will not be on this Thursday. Bogman's got the hold down, but We've got the Thursday night streams, and on Sundays at twitch.tv/inthisleague, 11 a.m. Eastern, you guys can get all your start and sit questions answered, and you can hang out with us a little bit before game time, where we're doing weather, injuries, trades, whatever it is, whatever the hell it is, start and sit questions, and even your talking questions. Some gambling. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll do that. So twitch.tv/inthisleague. Ranks for this week, Boggs. I feel like I'm a lot more in tune this week than maybe I was last week, where I was just out so much. Let's just do a quick look over at quarterback. Quarterback was actually my big dog this week. I think I was very good with my quarterback ranks, or at least decent compared to the margin. You know, very, very good is probably like top 20. You know, good is probably top 50. And then everything else just kind of gets mushed, yeah. I think. So I think that's kind of the general range that I was in here. And this week has got some really, really good matchups. And here's what I find funny. You've got the three big dogs, or really the top four big dogs that are in the top five, which is like Allen, Jackson, Mahomes, and we're also kind of throwing Jalen Hurts in there, that have great matchups. Josh Allen has got Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes has Buffalo. Little dicey, maybe. Lamar Jackson has the Giants, which you like. Jalen Hurts has got a divisional matchup, which I think is tougher. And then in sandwich between that, in my eyes, and I know this is not the rest of the community, because if I go and look, I haven't looked. Let's see, fantasy rankings week 6. Let's see if I'm wrong or right here, because I have not looked one bit over on Fantasy Pros. I do not believe this guy's there. No, he's not. I have sandwiched in Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady has the matchup of the century against your Pittsburgh Steelers, who are giving up just all the points to every, unfortunately for you, all the points to all the teams when the ball gets in the air.
Where do you put him?
Put him at 4. I got him at 4 this week. I'm going hyper aggressive on Tom Brady because he has got the big matchup. This is a tough one for me. I jumped him over Mahomes, and I know Mahomes just dropped 4 touchdowns to Travis Kelce for under 25 yards, by the way, but they got Buffalo. It's a strong Buffalo defense. You could argue if
I'm
Buffalo
sorry.
Is-
I guess you don't remember last season, the AFC divisional game where they scored like 28 points after the last 2 minutes.
Good point.
Like, that's what I think of when I think of this matchup, is both these quarterbacks trying to go back and forth at each other. And we've seen, we've seen Josh Allen put it on Pittsburgh. Patrick Mahomes looked good against the Raiders last week. So, like, these guys are starting to really hit their stride. So it's hard for me, even for Brady. Like, this could be the get right game for Brady. Like, you absolutely said it. I have him at 8, which I think might be higher than consensus. Where is he in consensus?
He is 7. You're lower than consensus.
I guess I'm a spot lower than consensus. But, I mean, I still have him as a QB1. He's definitely that. I don't know. I'm afraid of Lenny Fournette stealing touchdowns down there.
It's a possibility. I mean, I have Mahomes at 5. He's 4 on there. I moved him one spot down. His consensus is 4. I moved him one spot down, and I let Brady jump him simply because, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes has at times this season, you know, looked a little bit human, and then he throws his 4 touchdowns, you know, against these teams. But against, I think Buffalo is a different animal. And again, I have him at top 5. My only argument Brady has got the match of a matchup, and I'm playing the get right thing. Though I will tell you, one worry is in the wide receiver front, where I was like, all right, you got Mike Evans. I love Chris Godwin this week. And then we're learning today, as we're recording this, Chris Godwin has got some new mystery hip thing. So that does worry me a little bit, but this does have all the feels of a game where Tom Brady is going to put up 4 touchdowns. So I guess I'm hyper aggressive where you're not, but you do have Mahomes, Hurts, Jackson, and Allen in your top 4.
I have Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, Hurts. Yes. And then my 5 is Kyler Murray, because James Conner sat out practice today, Wednesday, as we're recording this. I think they'll be fine if they go with Eno Benjamin. But look, Seattle's offense has been number 1 in the league so far this year, and they are very efficient. So I think this game is going to have to be more shootouty than we expected it to be. Also, Seattle going down to the rookie running back this week with Ken Walker. So I just think the ball is going to be in the air in this game a lot, which also stops the clock, which produces potentially more plays as well. So I have Kyler Murray in my top 5 this week, when I'm not the biggest Kyler Murray guy this year. I had him ranked pretty low, but I like this matchup for him.
I've got him at 6. Speaking of, I have Geno in the top 10. Do you have Geno in the top 10 this week? Because
Geno
of what you just
at
said?
9.
Me too. Okay. So, and that's a consensus too. So we're all the same then. Geno is there. Joe Burrow, I pushed him. Where is Burrow on this? I thought, no, Burrow was eight. Around. I'm at eight. So
where are you? Seven. Yeah, seven. I okay, got so about Herbert same. At six. So
what does that like back end look like for you? That 11, 12, 13 as far as the quarterbacks
go? I mean, I hate it. I've got Rodgers at 10 against the Jets. I got Kirk at 11, Danny Dimes at 12, and Trevor Lawrence at 13. This back end is disgusting.
It is pretty gross. I've got it Cousins, Rodgers, Lawrence. 13, I'm currently sitting on Russ, which I don't like, and right behind him is where I've got a couple of these later quarterbacks that I like. Stafford up against Carolina, I'm into, though the cup stuff has me a little bit dicey. Jimmy Garoppolo up against Atlanta. I talked about this on the show this week. Atlanta is top six in points given up to wide receivers.
Jimmy G, you said it's 14 for you?
Yes. No, 15. 15 for me, and Daniel Jones is 16. So I've got them both in the same spot. You got Jones a little bit higher. I do think it's a great matchup, but I actually kind of, I like that bottom end of like Stafford, Garoppolo, and Jones to jump up, where I look at guys like Cousins, Rodgers, Lawrence, Wilson. I'm just kind of like, eh, this week. I'm not excited about that. I feel like this is a week where the lesser name guys could make big jumps. Like, we've already put Geno up inside the top 10. I think you could see Daniel Jones, Garoppolo, and Stafford all jump up inside the top 12. I think it's also kind of a get right Stafford game, as long as Kupp is playing.
It could be. I have Stafford at 16. He's been disgusting, dude. He's like QB 29 right now.
Yeah. Well, Carolina. I mean, 49ers just put up 37 points. It should be Carolina. I know PJ Walker is going to be there, but
I got Carson Wentz ahead of him because they're playing against Chicago. It's short rest too. So I kind of like Carson Wentz in that matchup against Chicago. I mean, I don't like Carson Wentz, but I like the matchup. I put Wilson at 17. I have no faith in him. And then after that, it's like I've got Zach Wilson, and then I'm going to put Kenny Pickett up there because I think the Steelers will be losing and passing a lot.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Mahomes, Jackson, Hurts, yes. And then my five is Kyler Murray because James Conner sat out practice today, Wednesday, as we're recording this. You know, I think they'll be fine if they go with Eno Benjamin. But look, Seattle's offense has been number one in the league so far this year, and they are very efficient. So I think this game is going to have to be more shootout-y than we expected it to be. Also, you know, Seattle going down to the rookie running back this week with Ken Walker. So I just think the ball is going to be in the air in this game a lot, which also stops the clock, which produces potentially more plays as well. So I have Kyler Murray in my top five this week when I'm not the biggest Kyler Murray guy this year. I had him ranked pretty low, but I like this matchup for him.
I've got him at six. Speaking of, I have Geno in the top 10. Do you have Geno in the top 10 this week? Because
Geno
of what you just
at
said?
Nine.
Me too. Okay. So, and that's a consensus too. So we're all the same then. Geno is there. Joe Burrow, I pushed him. Where is Burrow on this? I thought, no, Burrow was eight. Around. I'm at eight. So
and
where are you?
Seven. Yeah, seven. I got Herbert at six. So
what does that like back end look like for you? That 11, 12, 13 as far as the quarterbacks go.
I mean, I hate it. I've got Rodgers at 10 against the Jets. I got Kirk at 11, Danny Dimes at 12, and Trevor Lawrence at 13. This back end is disgusting.
It is pretty gross. I've got it Cousins, Rodgers, Lawrence. 13, I'm currently sitting on Russ, which I don't like, and right behind him is where I've got a couple of these later quarterbacks that I like. Stafford up against Carolina, I'm into, though the cup stuff has me a little bit dicey. Jimmy Garoppolo up against Atlanta. I talked about this on the show this week. Atlanta is top six in points given up to wide receivers.
Jimmy G, you said it's 14 for you?
Yes. No, 15. 15 for me, and Daniel Jones is 16. So I've got them both in the same spot. You got Jones a little bit higher. I do think it's a great matchup, but I actually kind of, I like that bottom end of like Stafford, Garoppolo, and Jones to jump up, where I look at guys like Cousins, Rodgers, Lawrence, Wilson, I'm just kind of like, eh, this week. I'm not excited about that. I feel like this is a week where the lesser name guys could make big jumps. Like, we've already put Geno up inside the top 10. I think you could see Daniel Jones, Garoppolo, and Stafford all jump up inside the top 12. I think it's also kind of a get right Stafford game, as long as Kupp is playing.
It could be. I have Stafford at 16. He's been disgusting, dude. He's like QB 29 right now.
Yeah. Well, Carolina. I mean, 49ers just put up 37 points in Carolina. I know PJ Walker is going to be there. But
I got Carson Wentz ahead of him because they're playing against Chicago. It's short rest, too. So I kind of like Carson Wentz in that matchup against Chicago. I mean, I don't like Carson Wentz, but I like the matchup. I put Wilson at 17. I have no faith in him. And then after that, it's like I've got Zach Wilson, and then I'm going to put Kenny Pickett up there because I think the Steelers will be losing and passing a lot. Got him at 19. Brissett, Matt Ryan has been disgusting. So I got him at 21, then Fields, Mariota, Rush, Zappy, PJ Walker.
And yeah, where'd you do PJ Walker? Because I'm
at 26.
I am at 27. I'm going to boost DJ Moore up a little bit this week. I don't think I've made the move yet when we get over to wide receivers. I'm going to boost him up a little bit. I love the comments. I think Baker Mayfield is that bad that PJ Walker could come in and improve the offense. And I love, this is what you wanted to hear. And I know it's just a tiny little thing, blah, 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 but PJ Walker on the mic stand today said, "I'm going to get the ball into the hands of the playmakers because that's what I need to do." Like, that's something you don't hear that from Baker. You just hear Baker.
No, you hear Baker talking about, well, yeah, they booed us, but did we go down and score a touchdown after that? Yes, we did. That's the kind of stuff. That's why the Browns said they wanted an adult at quarterback, is because of dumb stuff like that.
PJ Walker's all business. He's all business, and it's not a great matchup, but. Fifth most fantasy points have been given up to those Los Angeles Rams. Over 198, almost essentially 190 yards have been given up to wide receivers. And the most receptions given up to wide receiver, I believe this is over like the top two starting wide receivers is how they calculate it. The number one is the Rams at 15.8, actually tied with the Ravens. The Ravens are just giving up more yards. Otherwise, it is almost exactly the same. Actually, the catch rate is higher with the Rams because check this out. This is from lineups. And I believe they calculate it from the... Oh, no. It says these are the three main scoring categories for... I think these are the three wide receivers. Either way, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to get into it. 15.8 receptions given up by both the Ravens and the Rams. But... Oh, that's over 25.5 targets for the Ravens, 21.5 for the Rams. The catch rate is exponentially higher for the Rams right now. So it's nothing to go nuts about because this is still PJ Walker out there. You're going to have Aaron Donald in your face and stuff. But
Donald didn't practice today.
Well, maybe
a little bit of an ankle.
But just saying, like, this might not be the matchup that we really think it is. And if the commitment is there, maybe we get a DJ Moore kind of bounce back. Kind of a little bit into it. So we'll talk about that on the quarterback side. Let's go over to running backs then. On the running back side for this week, your top five, what does your top five look like?
And number one,
real quick, Ken Walker. Sorry, I asked you that stupid question.
Sorry.
Ken Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I asked you the question, then I'm going to not let you answer it. But the top five on the consensus is Barkley, Chubb, Eckler, McCaffrey, Fournette. Fournette.
I have pretty much the same order here. I got Barkley, Eckler, Chubb, McCaffrey, and Fournette against Pittsburgh at number five.
Ooh, I've got, you know what? I had Cook there, but I actually don't like the Cook one. I'm so well,
Madison
torn
has
on
a
Fournette
shoulder
right
thing,
now.
So Cook might see even more. So Cook's a good one. I got Mixon right after Fournette, then Cook, then Kamara, Aaron Jones, Stevenson. Although Damian Harris practiced today. So it was limited.
Really?
Still very questionable, but Monday we heard multiple weeks.
Where did you move Ramondre before this? Where did you
I
say
moved
you
him to
him?
10.
I have him at 12. Okay, so I thought I was going a little bit crazy. I had him at 12. His consensus, no. Ramondre.
Cleveland has been so bad against the run.
We're losers. His consensus was 6 today.
I mean, come on, guys. What are we
6.
Doing?
This is crazy because this is a question I wanted to ask you. What about Jonathan Taylor?
I mean, who are you putting him ahead of Mixon, Fournette, McCaffrey, Chubb, Eckler, Barkley?
He was ahead of Jonathan Taylor on this list. And that's what I want to ask you. Jonathan Taylor's expected to come back. Anything could happen, of course. Fogger, you are so intense about it. Any guy that's like, he's like, not going to play. Not gonna play. They literally said they're optimistic he's going to play. So you think that's coach speak?
Yeah, I do. So okay. I think it's going to be Deion Jackson and Phillip Lindsay again, because Nyheim Hines ain't going to play either. So look, I hope Taylor plays, and I'll add him when we...
Where will you put him? Because I have him on my list right now.
I had him at four. Before, I read the report today that he was practicing off to the side. He's not quite ready yet. It's probably going to be another week.
Yeah, but Wednesday's already. No, they're not saying it's probably another week. They're literally saying that he's likely to go this week.
I'm saying.
I want to clarify that, because how you said that was like, oh, they're saying it'll probably be another week. No, you're saying it's another week. Well, that's how it sounded.
Okay. No, I think it's going to be another week for him. So he's practicing off to the side. Nyheim Hines also isn't going to play.
But only thing I want to point to you about that is Wednesday. Look at all the players.
Wednesday's a veteran rest day. Look, guys rest, but he wasn't able to practice with the team. So he was doing stuff off to the side, which is great. You want to see him doing something, but
Let's say he practices Thursday and Friday. You know, the injury is kind of lingering out there a little bit. You're going to put him back at four?
Yeah, I look. I don't know if I would put him back at four. It's a big issue here, and this is something I got into. I don't know that I talked to you so much about it, but this is something I got into with Gary on the IDP show. Is questionable actually means questionable now? Questionable used to mean probable, right? Especially with a practice on Thursday and Friday, but now we're getting the game time and guys are sitting, so it's super goddamn annoying. I'll say that, but also. I don't feel like JT's going to play. If he plays, he's going to be an RB1. I'll put him. I'll say that definitely goes into being an RB1, because he'll get a decent workload.
I put him above Aaron Jones. I put him above. Yeah. I put him at eight.
Have him at seven is where I would have him. So,
okay. That's his consensus right now. What about Breece Hall? We were talking about this off air, because one of the few props that dropped on Wednesday was Breece, and his early rushing yard prop is 57.5. The Packers giving up 122.5 yards to running backs as far as fantasy goes, which is, it's a little bit more in the upper tier. Breece has been incredible. His consensus rank is 12. I've got him at 11. What are you doing with Breece?
I got him at 13. So I do like him a decent amount, but I just can't, I think Green Bay is a tougher matchup than you're giving it credit for. So I like Jeff Wilson this week. I got Jeff Wilson ahead of him as an RB1 against Atlanta. Miles Sanders has been getting all of the carries for the Eagles there against Dallas. And look, if Damian Harris doesn't play, which I still think Damian Harris to me is kind of like Jonathan Taylor. Like, great, he limited practice. He ain't going
to
play.
Yeah, I think Damian Harris is more likely to not play to press than Jonathan Taylor at this point.
I think so too.
I get what you're saying.
I think so too. So that's why I had Stevenson in my top 10. I'm not going to put him at six, but I have him in my top 10. And Jeff Wilson, I just like that matchup better for him.
I like Jeff Wilson. I have actually Wilson at 13. That's kind of like the change that you have. And I kind of want to move him up. But I also think the 49ers are going to find some success in the passing game. But on Breece, the only thing I want to point out is where you're saying I'm not giving enough credit. What I'm also giving credit for is Breece is the primary receiving back. And if they do stomp and the Packers put it on the Jets and the Jets are playing from behind, Breece is going to be more involved than ever. And he is the number one targeted running back in the red zone, assuming the Jets can get there. So that's why I haven't jumped and smacked that rushing yard prop, because I'm kind of with you. Like I'm spouting out like the rushing yards that they're giving up and stuff like that. I'm still a little bit worried.
They still use stupid Michael Carter down by the goal line too, which is annoying. So
I think I'm going to be probably
little tiny itty bitty baby cuts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I'm back!
So they usually juice it up. So if you just do the math, you're probably looking at a receiving yard prop somewhere between 17 and 20 yards. And on this game, I feel like I'm probably going to lean just a little bit more towards a receiving yard prop for Breece Hall. So I just, the only reason I'm coming back to that is like, I agree. I just still think he's an RB1 this week, because if they're passing, he is going to be one of the main beneficiaries, and they're just going to have to give him 20 touches. Ken Walker. Let's talk about Ken Walker. The consensus rankers have him at 15. This is the first time I've looked at the consensus ranks, by the way, not doing mine. I have not looked at that whatsoever. So what say you?
20. I got him at 20.
I have him at 17. I had him at 17 before we did anything here. So why do you hate Ken Walker?
I hate Ken Walker because the Seahawks hate Ken Walker. They do. I mean, they're not going to give him any third downs. They're not going to give him any passing opportunities. They're not going to let him pass block for Geno. So that's a big old grip of snaps he ain't going to be on the field for. So I like Ken Walker. I think he's a scoring back. I think he's going to get a bunch of yards. He can pop one off at any point. Love Ken Walker. But I think to expect him to come in here and be a three down back from week one, from his first start, is just asking a little bit too much.
But it's also primary guy. Is Homer back? I don't think. Is Homer back yet?
No, Homer's not back, but they use DJ Dallas.
Well, that's fine that they use DJ Dallas, but that's still going to get against Arizona. That's going to still get you 15 to 18 touches, whatever side it still is. I don't know.
The efficiency, I like Ken Walker, but I'm just not ready to put him in that position because I don't think the Seahawks are. And they'll get other guys involved. It's what they always do. It's super annoying and pissy. I'm going to look at your, that's what they do.
Here. I want to see who you have. Ken Walker. You have Ken Walker over AJ Dillon. You have, wow. You buried Clyde Edwards-Helaire this week.
Yeah. He got nothing against So this is what's pissing me off with the Chiefs, is that they are going pure hot hand, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the hot hand for 2 weeks in a row. Then McKinnon was. Pacheco kind of had, in between there, it was Pacheco over McKinnon. Pacheco was hotter than McKinnon until last week. Now McKinnon got everything and looked good doing it against the Raiders. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire did not look good. So I think he still starts. He's still going to be the first guy for touches. Hopefully the first guy for goal line carries too. But this is true hot hand in Kansas City, and it's super annoying. So I had to make him a little bit lower. So,
what did the what's that 20 range look like with you? I dumped Najee Harris way down. I dropped Najee Harris outside of a top 2 round back this week.
I got him in 19. He's still the first guy.
James Robinson as well. James Robinson and Najee were two guys I dropped out of the top 24.
I'm not dropping Najee Robinson. I dropped Najee a little bit. I think, what is Najee's consensus? I don't even know what it is.
That's a good question.
Najee, I always go so early in this that I'm not even close to consensus.
Yeah, well, that's the point. That's the same thing here. Yeah. It's like I work on this on like Monday night and then late Tuesday. And then I don't touch it until we do this show on late Wednesday.
Same.
So if people want to know how we do it, he is 20.
I'm in 19, so I'm not that much higher.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, J.K. Dobbins ahead of him on the consensus.
I got Dobbins ahead of him, and I got Cam Akers. I think Cam Akers gets back against Carolina. Really? I'm not lowering James Robinson either, because this is – Robinson and Akers are two game script guys, and we really saw game script last week for the Rams when they gave literally every carry to Cam Akers and literally every RB catch to Darrell Henderson. What do we think game script is going to be in this Panthers game? Rams up by a decent amount. I know Joe doesn't seem to think so. I understand, you know, the whole crap.
I think, was it Derek? Was it Debro that like sent, he sent the tweet that Akers is officially done, or it was somebody. It was somebody I saw that did an Akers tweet today that was like, we were all wrong. I apologize. He's done. He's dead. You can bury him.
Okay. I don't think so. So I think that he's going to get right against the Panthers here. Like I said, they gave him all the carries and they gave Henderson all the catches. So I think the roles are forming here with the Rams. It's not hot hand. It's not Kansas City. It's not an annoying thing. It's look, when they're up and they're running, which hasn't been a lot this season, obviously, for the Rams, because they're terrible this year. They're going to give the ball to Akers. When they're behind in passing, they're going to give it to Henderson. And by the way, they're behind in passing, and Cam Akers still got carries last week. Yeah. He's inept, but
it was Debo. What he wrote was, I just wrote up Cam Akers for week six. I'm sad. The dream is done. So it was a little bit more hyperbole for me, but it was, you know, he's alluding to this is all over. I got Akers. It's actually the game script thing is something I hadn't really thought about. I'm going to pop him right in the mid 20s. Where did you say you have him?
I got him at 17.
Yeah, I'm not going to go inside the top 20, 17, but I'll go. Yeah. I'll go into the mid 20s.
I got Travis Etienne ahead of Walker. I just think with his expanded role, once again, I think James Robinson is better for game script in this game against the Colts because the Colts suck right now. They can't beat anybody. So I think Robinson gets a decent amount of carries, but I mean, Etienne is just earning his role more and more every single week. So I have both those guys ahead of Najee and Ken Walker. But I think Ken Walker's in that Najee area where Najee, if he does do it, it'll be touchdowns. Ken Walker, if he does do it, will be explosive big plays. So, you know, maybe touchdowns, but, you know, I'm not going to guarantee that the Seahawks score.
He's 29 on the consensus ranks, Cam Akers. So that'll be, no, Cam Akers. I'm sorry. Cam Akers is there. This is a fascinating one. Ranked above Cam Akers this week. Everybody's on it. And I think this is a preemptive he's not going to play. So I'm very curious at your take on it. Eno Benjamin ranked 27 on the consensus in half PPR this week. And I think it was Derek that also had posted. And Derek definitely likes the big hot takes where it was like, if James is out, he says Eno is a top 15 or 20 back against Seattle this week. And I think people are preemptively ranking Eno a little bit in that James is out. But I also think you have to consider that Connor continues to just be limited and Eno's going to get his run. So do you think that Eno in a 8 to 12 touch game is worth being top 30?
I got him at 31, but I have Connor right ahead of him. So I have Connor at 30. I have Eno at 31. So if Connor doesn't play, I'll probably move Eno up a pretty good amount because Darrell Williams is out too. So it'll be like they're going down to him. Maybe Keontae Ingram is going to be behind him, but he's been banged up. So I would put Eno with no Connor. I can tell you right now, I would put him at, I'd probably put him at 19 where I have Najee. I'd put him ahead of Najee and I'd move Najee to 20 and Walker down to 21.
I think I would have him at 18 with no Connor, right below Ken Walker in that general range with Connor. I'm kind of being lazy about it because I have Connor at 29, but I got Eno at 35. And so I'm saying he's a flex option. And I'm just kind of being lazy to find out a little bit more information. Like what is going on with
that's Connor not being lazy. Week? That's being prudent.
Yeah. Well, I'm just kind of leaving it, I guess. Like I moved Eno where I wanted to sit him. So maybe I'm kind of saying if all things stay the same, then I probably would leave them both here just because I'm not impressed with James Connor right now. And Eno, I think, is a flex option regardless. But Eno, in my mind, belongs in the same territory as Michael Carter. What about Khalil Herbert? Who would you, Mary F. Killer, just rank Herbert, Carter, and Benjamin this week?
Herbert, Carter, and Benjamin. Well, let's go Benjamin, Carter, Herbert. I mean, Herbert's dead. So yeah, if we want to talk about someone that's dead, it's Herbert.
I had him inside the flex, but I don't think I can suggest him as a flex. Like now that I'm looking at this, you know, if you had a flex at 36, who would you rather have this week? Herbert or Brian Robinson?
Robinson.
Yep. Okay. Rashad White or Herbert? What if Tampa Bay gets up big? I just moved Brian Robinson to 36 above
Herbert. I have Herbert one spot behind Michael Carter. So I have Carter at 37, Herbert at 38. So,
well, okay. So Rashad White or Herbert?
I got Rashad White at 35 or 36. So let's go with White.
Chase Edmonds or Khalil Herbert. Herbert over Chase Elliott. So you really
Edmonds is absolutely dead. I mean, look, Myles Gaskin was getting touches over him last week. So
all right, how about this?
Maybe that was a we're pissed because you fumbled twice and he'll get back to it this week. But how can you believe in him? I can't.
Herbert or Jaylen Warren?
Warren, give me Warren. Warren's role is
against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, they gave him nothing. They have a short week, right? There's just nothing going well for Khalil Herbert at all right now. So I just,
is there anybody deep you like?
Kind of like Joshua Kelly against Denver.
Yeah, I moved up a decent amount.
I kind of like McKinnon because he's the hot hand in Kansas City.
Where do you have Kelly?
I have Kelly at 39.
Okay. Yes. I don't quite. Well, but see, I've got a couple guys that might move him up because I've got Kelly at 45, but there's, I feel like there's a slew of backs that as soon as we knock them off, he could be up to 40. But I guess I'm not pushing him enough. I don't know. I guess I'm really struggling with Herbert. Herbert is
I'm
going to
put
struggle this week.
DJ Dallas in, like, you know, as RB4 territory against the Cardinals because he's going to get those passing downs.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's anybody else I really like down here. There's so many questionable guys, too. Like, we just have to kind of wait and see. Are these questionable guys going to play? I mean, Madison, Nyheim Hines, P. Ryan, Gainwell, you know, Darrell Williams is on the fence right now, and Mostert is on the fence. Damien Harris practiced today. Where is he going to go? And then, of course, James Conner. So there's just too many questionable backs to really have the back end cemented at this point.
Let's go over to wide receivers. The consensus wide receivers, the top is usually, you know, pretty standard, like Cup, Diggs, Jefferson. They've got Chase Evans, Debo at six, Brown, AJ Brown, Marquise Brown, Hill, Lamb, Metcalf, Mike Williams. That's the top 12. I, on Fantasy Pros this week, said, and this is what's really tough, and I hate when I do this because I feel like I get out on a guy when they have a great matchup, and I have said this is a sell period for Debo. Just from everything across the board, you know, let me just pull this up here, Boggs, because I don't think you and I didn't really talk about this. I'll give you some of my notes that I wrote down for the Fantasy Pros, and this was a sell high opportunity because he's still in the top 10 as far as wide receivers go because he saves himself off a couple touchdowns. But things that worry me about Debo, he's averaging 1.8 fantasy points per touch, which is 101 as far as wide receivers go. He's got the 10th worst ADOT. Yards per target is around 7, which is bad. And he's got a 57% catch rate, which is just atrocious at this point. You know, he'll get a 9-target, 2-catch game. He doesn't seem as involved in the offense. They don't press to get him the ball. I personally think this Atlanta game is a great George Kittle game. I'm going to be aggressive with George Kittle this week because I think it's going to go deep on him. I still like Ayuk all the time, but I acknowledge that Debo Samuel, this could be a game where he breaks a big one, but that's what saves him. And I want to sell on him, but I got to keep him still as a wide receiver one. But I moved him down at 11, even though the matchup is great, because I just don't feel like the 49ers and what I've watched, they just don't prioritize big play Debo. Like, you see 9 targets, but you guys don't realize, like, 3 or 4 of those are almost behind the line of scrimmage. Throws. That's why he's got one of the, he's got the 10th worst ADOT in the league as far as wide receivers go, because it's short yardage to try to get him going, and he doesn't run the ball anymore.
I'll say one thing about Debo. I do not give a crap about ADOT at all. Doesn't make any difference to me.
No, I understand that. Because what you want is
you just want the, that's the whole thing. I mean, you talked about it all year last year, right? A number one rusher in yards after contact was Debo Samuel, which is just insanity. He's a wideout. So, but all you want to do is get the ball in his hand. So if you're making a concerted effort to get him the ball, I'm still going to have him up in that wide receiver one range. I think I have him at 6 this week.
That's
if I'm remembering
consensus.
Correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, I just didn't touch him. I mean, I you know what? Actually, I'm going to move Tyreek Hill ahead of him right now. Tyreek Hill was the reason they took all the stupid ping pong tables out of the locker room in Miami. Him and a couple of the other team captains were like, we're going to take this week seriously. We're not going to be playing stupid ping pong.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
Out of this team. So if they are down to Skylar Thompson and Teddy Bridgewater absolutely cannot play, which it doesn't look like he's going to, down to the third string quarterback, will be pretty serious. But they're still making the effort to get him the ball. So that's the whole thing for me. Like, as long as he's in the neighborhood of, 10 targets and 4 or 5 rushes, that's, you know, potentially 15 touches. That's enough for me to still love Debo. So
look here, because I was about to say he's not in that rushing territory anymore. I don't think he's hit.
Yeah,
5
I know
rushes.
The last couple games I think have been bad with the rushing.
He has 4 rushes across the last 2 games. I mean, 2 attempts. They're just that stopping. Now, could this be the change? Yeah, it could absolutely be the change if he's short stint. But watching him all year, Debo just looks off.
He's also a crybaby when he doesn't get the ball.
He's a big crybaby. He drops more balls than he's ever done before. He's still fumbling. He just doesn't make, he's not as explosive. He doesn't look as explosive. If there's a thing with him and Jimmy G, I don't know. But Jimmy likes to get Ayuk involved. Kittle's going to get more involved. Jeffrey Wilson.
I'm
gonna
put Mike Evans ahead of him too, because Evans has, the Steelers down Akilah Witherspoon. They could be down Cam Sutton.
Number four.
Stupid Josh Jackson playing.
Number four for me, Mike Evans this week.
Mike Evans. Okay. Well, that
moved him to four.
Me moving him is getting him to seven. I would have Kupp, Jefferson, Diggs, Brown, Chase, and Hill ahead of him.
Yeah. He's actually number five on the consensus right now is Mike Evans. Debo is actually six. I have Mike Evans at four. So he's my number four guy, jumping Jamar Chase. I do like the Tyreek Hill one. I actually might move Tyreek Hill over AJ Brown now that, you know, what more we talked about it. I think I am, even regardless of the quarterback situation. I feel that the mid-tier, that wide receiver two range is a lot of people. It's ugly. I don't feel confident about it. From Sutton's to Pittman's, you get Kirk in there. I got Metcalf kind of low, but now I feel like I want to bring him even higher. Where do you have Metcalf?
I got Metcalf at 15.
Yeah, I got him at 18. That doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I mean, look, Higgins is questionable. Once again, you know, the questionable is just effing killing me this week, because we said before, you know, questionable is 50-50. It's not probable anymore. And we have, you know, Higgins, Olave, Deontay, Godwin, Jacoby Myers, Zay Jones, Gage, Aguilar, Christian Watson,